Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Oh, we've got it all. We've got Keon Coleman highlights. We've got Keaton Bills. Wearing a jersey.
Number 60, too.
Number 60.
I hope that isn't just an accident. Because the year the franchise was founded, so Bills 60, like that's pretty good. You got a guy named Bills on the team, and you put the year the franchise first played in as his number. That's pretty solid.
Is that a jersey you could already have bought?
Yes.
The Bills 60.
I want to say I would be, I'll stop short of stunned, but at least surprised if someone out there does not have a jersey number 60, some version of a Bills jersey number 60 with just Bills on the back.
I think that's right. I think that's been available. It's the opposite of your guy gets traded and you need to get the duct tape out
and
write Diggs over your Watkins jersey.
That's a timeless artifact. You're all good forever.
Somebody's doing that right now, writing Claypool on a piece of duct tape, sticking that over their Diggs nameplate.
Right.
So
all those lawn signs too.
Think of the lawn signs.
Alan Diggs
in an
20.
Election year.
Right.
Oh no. So there has been some fun research on Keaton Bills. Not only is indeed he the first, well, he's not officially on the team yet, but he would become the first player to ever have the same name as the team.
Okay. Not just in Bills history, but in the NFL?
No, according to Paul Lucas at UniWatch, no player has ever had the exact last name of any NFL franchise.
Okay.
So if he played for the Jets, it would still be, if he makes the league.
Oh, I see.
He'd be the first player in league history to ever have the name of any NFL team.
Are we, I don't want to ask a question that would be almost impossible to answer, but like, how hard are we going here? Does Cardinal not count?
Does not count.
But Cardinals, but who would be named Cardinals, I guess, right?
Brown.
right, Jim Brown.
There have been
right.
257 players named Brown in the history of the NFL.
But they don't but qualify not Browns. Because it's not Browns, right?
You'd have a better chance of a team coming along with a singular name.
Right. We need someone.
Like the Utah hockey franchise. Avalanche. Right? Just coming along with a Heat.
Right.
So, Keaton Bills, number 60. And this I really liked from Paul Lucas. This is the go-to guy for anything like relating to uniforms. He said, as far as he knows, he can think of at least one other player in sports history because the Bills uniform has the word Bills on the front, right? It's like under
the neck. Yeah, that's right. I don't think it's always been there, but I think it is there
it's
now.
No, it's not always been there.
Yeah.
It's for most of the years not, but now they have the word Bills on the jersey on the front. He would become at least the second player in sports to have the name, like his name, on the front and the back.
Okay.
I don't think you could guess it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to guess it.
You could, but you won't.
Does this imply that I'm not going to try or that I
no,
just...
No, you love to try. I have a picture of it right up in front of me from his article on this.
Okay.
You want to know?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to get it.
So in the 70s, in the NBA, the All-Star teams, and maybe they always do, have East and West on the front. And Jerry West would have had his name on the front and the back.
Okay, yep, that works. That was gettable.
That's gettable. Like it would really
that's
be.
That's not an obscure player.
I mean,
he's been the logo of the league.
He is the logo.
I mean, so he's well known. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to think about like how it would be possible. I think you want to get, now we've given you the answer, but you want to get there through uniforms, not through last names. You could have any last name, you know. But if you think of it like, well, what's going to be on the front? You know, basketball jerseys always have the team name on the front, like baseball jerseys do. So, but not often football, not usually football.
Right.
Or hockey. Some teams, like the Leafs, the name is in the logo.
And baseball doesn't always have the team name, but the road uniform has the city name, and then the home uniform would have the nickname.
That's right. So go Keaton Bills, number 60. I'm only partially kidding. I really would love to see a guy like we're seeing it now, and this is a joy. We're seeing it in training in mini camp. Not even like the mandatory mini camp. It's exciting. Keon Coleman, number 0. What's the big deal about 0? Why is it when anybody wears 0, there's this flood of tweets about how amazing it is? Is it amazing?
I think...
Are you a big 0 guy?
I loved double 0. Kenny Burroughs with the Houston Oilers back in the 70s was one of my first favorite players that wasn't on the Bills. And a part of the allure for him to me was that he wore double 0. I think it's just novel. I think for a while, I'm not sure when that would have changed, but I don't think it was a number you could wear. But in all this rush of single digits for different positions and stuff now, I feel like they've kind of opened up the rule book as it pertains to numbers. I feel like 0 wasn't allowed for a long time, and now it is. And so it's kind of cool when you see a guy wearing it. I think it's been worn in college maybe for a while. I don't have a list
sure.
But in the pros, it's just, I think it's because it's like, oh, cool. I haven't seen that often.
Yeah, they loosened things up when it came to a couple of years ago. Tom Brady was all upset.
Yeah, right. He wouldn't know who was coming from where and what linebackers looked like anymore or something if they were wearing the number 3.
Coleman wore 0 at Michigan State, but 4 at Florida State. James Cook is wearing 4. I don't know if Coleman would have picked 4. Claypool did pick 14. That's aggressive.
Yes.
Are you rooting for Claypool?
Sure.
Why not? Right?
I like a good reclamation story, and I would say as much as I appreciate Diggs trolling the fan base about ranch on wings or something once he got traded, maybe my new favorite thing about Chase Claypool is that he chose number 14.
Ooh. Yes.
I think it's kind of all right, let's do this. Like I'm here for that.
Well, not just anybody should be allowed to do that though, right? Did we have a goalie
Yes. Yes.
Who picked 30?
Aaron Dell, I think,
was 39.
Was the goalie. No, it was 30. And they gave it to him. They like announced it, and everybody went crazy, and he changed to 80. I think that was Aaron Dell a couple years ago. It was like, come on, you don't get Ryan Miller's number.
It's interesting to me. Like, this is completely subjective. Like, no, there's no rules when it comes to this stuff. But so Stephon Diggs was a star for 4 years with the Bills, wearing number 14, wore number 14 with Minnesota. Also, like, that's his number. And you come into this team, you know, if you're a star already, if the Bills had traded, I mean, Ayuk doesn't wear 14, but if the Bills had traded for Brandon Ayuk and he decides he wants to wear number 14, mm-hmm. it's still a little weird because you're kind of already somebody. But if you do this as a rookie, if Coleman had wanted to wear number 14, you got to earn it. Like, you can't do that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me again who the other receiver was the Bills drafted. They must have drafted more than one receiver this year. I know they had. Everybody knew they had to do that. I forget the name of the guy.
I need to get a stash of papers next to me so I can shuffle papers when it's time for me to shuffle papers, and I don't have them within reach, but I got bad news for you. They did not draft a second receiver.
Mike. I forget his name, too. That guy cannot just 14.
Yeah.
Right? So it almost leaves like room for nobody to do it. Claypool, that wasn't even really his number either. I don't know. Like, again, just whatever. It's just talk. No, there's no rules when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to take
Diggs' number. That's why I appreciate him doing it. Because it might just be a sign of him still being maybe immature or looking for attention or whatever it is. But I like the sort of double middle fingers to, like, forget it. I'm here. I'm a player. I'm taking that number. I'm okay with it, but it's bold, if not maybe a little odd.
He might be a little nuts.
Yeah,
maybe he doesn't follow the league that closely and didn't know that for somebody should have told him.
Diggs is not wearing 14 in Houston either. I think he switched to does somebody else have 14 there? Maybe they do. I don't know their roster that well to know their numbers, but I read he was making a number switch, maybe number one or something.
I'm
trying to remember what I heard about that.
Don't know. But I want to know.
Yeah. I'm almost certain he's not wearing 14. At least I think I know that. But I don't know what he pivoted to. But I think he's got a different number now.
How interested are you in how he's going to wear number one? I believe.
All right.
How interested are you in how he does?
Mildly interested. Even if I were interested to an unhealthy extent, I don't know that I would have the self-awareness to admit it. I'm interested. I want to see if he can still pop. You know, it was well documented. I mean, whether it was his performance dropping off or their change in philosophy, I mean, we know how the end of the season went here. And so I'm curious to see kind of, I don't know, not that it will be definitive, like who's right, but I'm curious to see what his role is there, first of all, with two young up-and-coming receivers already there, and whether or not he can still be, like, you know, anything close to what he's been, which is, you know, been one of the top five receivers in the league for the last 4 years.
Who are you rooting harder against, Diggs or Xavier Worthy?
Oh, Xavier Worthy.
Really?
Easily, yeah. It's the Chiefs, and it's the draft pick, and it's the trade. I mean, the Bills did trade Diggs away, so, like, they're obviously, they're, you know, they made a choice there. But for me, I would say Worthy. For the future, it matters more to me. You know, I don't know if Diggs still really smashes this year in Houston. You know, for how many more years is that going to be a problem? If Worthy turns into someone who could be the next Tyreek Hill, we're going to have a face full of him for 8 years, and I don't need that.
No, we don't need that. You know, Diggs, he is in a situation where if he is starting into decline, and he can't just be an alpha like he's been for most of his career, well, he's in a situation where that's just fine, I think. Like, they're not going to really necessarily need him to be that. They might not even be expecting him to be that. Come on here, we've got other talent, and you can play a role, basically, which still could end up being 100 balls.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to be what the Bills needed for him to be.
That's right.
So that's nice for him.
Yeah, and the only pressure point really there is, to me, is if he really is hungry for the kind of production that could get him one more big contract. But honestly, he's going to be 31 by next offseason, right?
Well, they tore up his
contract.
Right,
that's what I mean. So. He's about to be a free agent. So if he thinks he's got another payday out there, he may want numbers. Like, he may want attention and targets. And so, but I don't even know, I started to say there, how old he is, whether or not that's even realistic. You know, like, if he catches 110 balls out of the slot or something for Houston, and they have a great year and, you know, go on a playoff run, who knows how far it goes, and he becomes a free agent, what kind of contract is he getting? You know, like, how many? It's not going to be that. It might be big for a year or two, but it's not going to be like some new big, I don't think, multi-year contract, because he's too old for that already, I think.
How many targets is it, Diggs and Davis? 241 from last year?
Yes.
Did the Bills have to? Well, they might not need to replace all of them, because they might throw the ball way less often. Might not need to quite get to that number. But somehow or another, as, you know, we just got the rookies today. I'm not trying to, you know, to rush anybody. We're not even to summer yet. But somehow or another, they're going to have to figure out, you know, what the pecking order is at receiver. It's the most interesting thing about them, I think, right now. I think everybody would say that, just about, is the combination of those two things. What are they going to look like on offense, and who are the go-to guys? We've talked a little bit about Shakir and, you know, an escalation there. Maybe a dramatic one. Maybe that's what you would expect. I don't know. I'm not sure that's really likely.
If they had more clearly defined roles and we felt reasonably sure that he was going to be their Cole Beasley, basically, like, on the field a lot and he's playing from the slot, I would want to bet you that he's going for 90 catches. But because Allen loved that spot when he trusted Beasley, and they really haven't had it. Beasley dropped off and it just sort of went away. And I think if I knew Shakir was locked into that role like Beasley was, I would be betting you over 90.
I think Kincaid is just about locked into that role. I think that's what his importance to the Bills is not playing in line, playing what amounts to a slot receiver position, you know, mostly. And while you would want there to be a couple of plays a game where he really gets down the field, it's like a 20-plus yard air yard target, which he had, I think, three of last year until week 17, but then he had four maybe after that. Like, it came on. He had the touchdown against the Steelers.
Yeah, that was nice.
Which, yeah, over the middle. So you know he's going to be over the middle, right? Mm-hmm. And I think big body, that's what he's here for, is to do that. Which, you know, like I say all the time, I don't really know what to expect this to look like, because I think, like you say about Shakir, I think for the most part, this is probably Samuel, like the role he's been most effective at in his career. But people talk about him being versatile. That's fine.
I say the same thing about Shakir now, but there's less of a body of work to judge it on. But.
And Coleman, you know, the people that I listen to who analyze rookies think that Coleman is best suited to play
big slot,
that kind of role. Yeah. But he's not going to.
I don't think so.
They've already said that.
Right. Unless that's a, you know, whatever, just something to say. but it'd be weird.
And now you even have Claypool, who would probably be very much the same in this way. All bets are off here. Sal Capaccio will join us at 4. Before that, Theo Greminger, one of my fantasy friends, is coming in from Player Profiler. And he, a couple things about Theo. He's been on once or twice. Huge Kincaid guy is Theo. So I'm expecting, it's funny because I'm doing a piece for him. And like, he asked me to pick a player to profile, and I picked, you know, Kincaid, right? But, you know, I feel a little bit of pressure because he is the guy I think of the most when it comes to Dalton Kincaid. So
it's like you're sending in work to the professor here, something like that.
Yes. But I would like to get, you know, him going on just sort of what the pecking order would be. Fantasy is fantasy, but you're still talking about production and trying to project what this is, you know? And then it's running back, too. When we talked to Sal yesterday and got to Ray Davis, you know, I ended up asking somewhat of a long-winded question about Davis toward the end of our conversation. I think Sal was kind of, he was making noises. He was kind of ready the whole time to say, he'll be here. Like,
right.
That's kind of a given that he'll be in a certain role for the Bills, which is valuable information.
Yeah, I think he's a rookie, but he already outranks Ty Johnson. I think even though Ty Johnson played for the team last year and was nice, was productive, but I feel like if I'm Ty Johnson, I think like, oh, I just got bumped. Because, you know, they drafted a guy, and they're going to want to make that work more than I think they would be motivated to, you know. So if it's close, then, you know, the tiebreaker is going to be the draft pick, I think, as far as carries and touches go.
Yeah, usually. I did mention Diggs is wearing one in Houston, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm seeing that he paid $100,000 for it.
Oh, nice.
Jimmy Ward.
I've done that.
Now, Jimmy Ward. What's the most money you've ever spent on a uniform number?
803-0550.
More than $100,000. Diggs reportedly paid $100,000 or more to get number one. Not even like, quote, his number. Did you see Jaden Daniels for this?
No, I did not. Sorry, I'm just laughing at the idea in my own head. I'm imagining somebody, like softball guy, like the all-time softball guy who like joins a new team, but he's always worn number 7, and he's gonna be like, what does it take? Like Chop House? Like what do I gotta do here? Like some smaller scale version of what Diggs just did, because I gotta wear 7.
That's probably happened.
Yeah, and that guy definitely has a knee brace.
That's probably happened.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Diggs is paying 6 figures for the number he wants. Jaden Daniels, number 5 at LSU, Heisman. The Washington punter wore number 5.
Right, I saw a clip. I did not pay attention to the details, but I saw something on Twitter.
There's like, basically, the guy, Tress Way, gave Daniels 5. But, like, that he's going to be allowed to go to Daniels' house or something. Hmm? Like Daniels is going to have him for dinner or something like
okay.
that. Or some sort of very small time.
Modest arrangement.
Smaller than the softball.
right.
Jaden Daniels got to pay less than the softball people would have to pay to get the number. Like, come on, you got to like do good, better than that.
That doesn't seem like good business. You're a punter, too. Like, get while the getting's good.
Get a pizza oven, at least.
Something.
Get something. A gift card.
Yeah.
A good one.
Right. Yeah,
guy's a second overall pick.
Yeah, he's going to make 10 times more than you the minute he signs his contract.
Maybe he'll sell you like a share in his career.
Ooh.
Like EJ had that. That one company was handling EJ Manuel, and you could buy stock in him.
Right.
Anybody out there buy stock in EJ Manuel back in those days?
We're so sorry if
I have heard from people who did.
Pushed you to do that.
I have heard from people who have told me about, like, I don't remember any figures, but that they that they did invest in Manuel in that way. That's what the punter should have gone for. If you know, you're our quarterback, and I want 0.1% of anything. Jaden Daniels, 2nd overall. Caleb Williams, 1st overall. All these guys, a lot of these guys anyway, are on the field today for their respective teams. Drake May in New England, he's going to wear number 10. By the way, the Patriots, who have a new logo, put out all their rookie numbers. What happens to these guys? Williams, obviously, everybody seems to love him. All-time great prospect. What about the others? There's one question that we can get to with our next guest, Theo Greminger, coming up after the break. And also, Kincaid in what the Bills' offense could look like and just who he thinks are going to be the go-to guys in the absence of Diggs and even Davis. We'll talk to Sal as well, who was out at minicamp today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market,
Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.